Buy now and make no payments until fall. That's right. At Jeff Weiler's Columbus Auto Mall, drive today with no down payment and no payments for 120 days. Whether it's a car, truck, or SUV, why wait? Shop hundreds of vehicles, all with no payments till fall. Hurry into the Jeff Weiler Columbus Auto Mall, where the deals won't wait and neither should you. Find us on Gender Road or JeffWeilerColumbusAutoMall.com.
Welcome to the DTFH. Returning to the podcast is one of my favorite people on planet Earth, William Montgomery. You probably have already heard about his controversial yet beautiful film, The Bush Boys Adventure at Carnival. Now, it's South by Southwest. I was lucky enough to see it. It is amazing, heartwarming, beautiful, erotic, all the things you want in a good documentary. And William is here with us today to talk about what it was like to make what is being called one of the most beautiful and heartfelt films of 2025. Here's William Montgomery.
Everything is perfect, I'm okay. Everything is perfect, I'm okay. Everything is perfect every single day. Everything is perfect, I'm okay. I'm okay, I'm okay.
Josh, okay, let's start. And cut this song, please.
Got it.
Great. So, SXSW has come to Austin. The city is on fire. It is the energy in Austin when South by Southwest comes here is like
palpable.
Nothing. It's palpable. How do you say it?
Palpable.
It's palpable.
It's palpable out there.
It's palpable. And it's zesty. It's wild.
Yeah.
Sexually charged.
Big time.
And so, you know, obviously people who don't live in Austin aren't aware of like what it's like here. SXSW has been compared to Carnival.
Yes,
Carnival,
in Rio de Janeiro. Yes.
And so this brings me to what obviously we should talk about, which is why you came on the show. You have a movie premiering at SXSW. Tell me about Bush Boys, or what is it, the Bush Boys Adventure at Carnival?
Bush Boys Adventure at Carnival. And I actually did a Q&A a little bit before this. That's why I can't tell. I don't know if y'all can tell that I'm sweating, but I was actually wearing this. Yes. Oh my gosh. They're making us do all of these walkthroughs. It's me and some of the cast. A couple of the Bush Boys have actually come from Rio.
No shit.
Normally they don't travel, but we were able to get a couple of the Bush Boys. We were able to get them up here. They're having a great time.
I bet. I mean, is SXSW ready for the Bush Boys is the real question. Is it real? I got to ask this. You know, there was one time in my life where I had multiple, like many, many orgasms.
Yeah.
I was on LSD and I think I had like 6 orgasms in a row.
So just back to back to back to back to back.
Pretty much. And I'd heard that, you know, I'd read shit. Timothy Leary said this could happen and, you know, but I'd never experienced that before. You know, the prostate's involved and stuff, and maybe that was part of it, but I'm just curious. Are the Bush Boys the sexual powerhouses that they seem like in your movies?
Yes. What I'm specifically, Tomas, we call him Thomas, but I think it's really Tomas. As you were talking about earlier, they do have these parking structures down here, especially during South by Southwest, where, they're just girls that will suck on your dick.
What is that? I mean,
isn't
it's
that crazy? Yeah, you were talking about it earlier.
Three on the way here. And, you know, I'm a nice guy, which generally ladies don't like that. And I try to be polite. And I'm like, hey, I got a podcast to do, Force Field. At some point, you just don't want to hurt someone's feelings. These are college girls. They're still building their confidence up.
But they're there. They're up in the parking structure. They know what they're doing. I agree, Duncan. There was a point in time I'm thinking, this is horrible. They need to get the police, something. They need to stop this. But it's almost like, well, if the girls are choosing to do that.
Yeah.
Well, I don't know. Who are we to say? Who am I? Who am I to say, oh, you're not allowed to do that with your body. You're not allowed to. They should be allowed. If they want to, it's not hurting me.
And also, I kind of feel like it's the role of the older gentleman in society to sort of build up younger people. And, you know, it, like I've seen in the parking garages, like you see them, some of them are crying because someone refused the blowjob and they're genuinely hurt. And it's like, you know, that's the kind of thing where if you say to them, even politely, like, you know, now I'm busy or whatever, I gotta go, I don't have time, or I just, you know, I just got a blowjob from that girl over there. You know, that maybe they're gonna smile and act like it doesn't hurt, but you see the pain in their face, and then that leads to maybe bad decisions down the road that stem from insecurity, lack of confidence.
For
when
sure.
they choose whoever they marry and start a family with, that might not be the best choice, and it's all goes right back to you denying them a chance to give you a blowjob, which is why, you know, why I allow it as much as I can.
I know you have to. Yeah, sometimes they'll start, yeah, going down wrong paths. I, weirdly enough, there was a study recently that people stopped wearing their seatbelts. You know, one of the girls on TLC, the Don't Go Chasing Waterfalls, those people, one of those girls died, didn't have a seatbelt on. Fuck. Also, the yellow Power Ranger seriously died.
No seatbelt.
In a car crash.
And you are connecting that to someone rejecting the blowjob.
Yeah, them. Yeah. Oh, my gosh.
I don't know.
There's just a weird connection, and I don't know exactly what it is specifically with the blowjobs or what have you.
Well, this is what I really loved about Bush Boy's adventure at Carnival, because, you know, it's, you know, it starts off, you think this is just going to be a typical, you know, like over-sex, toxic masculinity bro thing. I mean, you meet the Bush Boys initially.
Yeah.
If you're
yeah.
not familiar with them, and they seem kind of like fratty. They're ripped. They're beautiful.
Big time. They wear real short shorts a lot of the time.
Short,
they wear
huge
the
talks.
Aqua socks or whatever. Yeah. You can see their penises through the freaking shorts sometimes.
Yeah. And so, you know, not that I do enjoy a kind of like bro romp from time to time,
but
what I didn't expect was the slow reveal, spoiler, that this epidemic that is plaguing the planet of men denying women when they want to suck them off is leading to quantifiable fatalities. And the numbers are heartbreaking.
Astounding. They're astonishing. They're astounding. It's heartbreaking. But that's where the Bush Boys come in. That's where we went in. We went down to Rio again. Tomas is from Rio, but we go down to Rio, and it's kind of, at least at the beginning, you might have liked it, I don't know, but the beginning part where it's kind of like a Girls Gone Wild thing. We're just go walking around. Tomas is there. Miguel is there, and they're going around their little shorts, you can see their thing or whatever.
Yeah.
And then the women are throwing them the beads because it's kind of like similar to to what people do here in New Orleans during
Mardi Gras.
During Mardi Gras. It's very similar to that, but we kind of put a spin on it.
Yeah.
Because in the past it was, oh, women showing their bosoms, what have you.
Right.
This one, let's get Tomas and Miguel in there. That was my theory. Yep. I was thinking, okay, we got these two hunks down there at Carnival. How are they going to do down there? How are they going to end up down there when they're shaking their bodies around? Are they going to end up with a bunch of necklaces? Just even that. I mean, how many necklaces do guys looking hunky, whatever?
Yeah.
They're probably going to end up with a bunch of necklaces. And sure enough, you got to watch the movie. But sure enough, one of them at least ends up with a whole bunch of necklaces towards the middle of it.
He collapsed under the weight of the necklaces.
Collapsed, and that ended up, Duncan, being a really bad problem. And I swear to God, I was talking to South by Southwest earlier. They were kind of already telling us what general questions they were maybe going to ask us. And somebody said, well, what about Miguel's knees? He blew out his knees or whatever with the necklaces. And I just tell them, no, you're not going to ask us about that. We're at South by Southwest.
Yeah.
I have two of my boys in from Rio. Yeah. You're not going to be asking. This is like a celebratory.
Yes.
It's like Carnival.
Yeah.
Let's treat it like Carnival.
Yes. Treat it like Carnival, and in the compassion that you bring to this story. They both, by the end of the movie, you know, you feel like you're watching a documentary on like Gandhi. It really, and I know like these days everybody wants to like do some corrective, like hope for the world bullshit, but this is really it, man. This, for the first time in years, probably since the pandemic, I felt hope because, you know, these guys, they, you know, they could get blown by anybody. They're handsome, beautiful hunks. But that moment when Gloria, that old lady,
I know,
comes up to Miguel with a necklace. He's just blown his knees out.
Yep.
But she's been in line. She's old. She's trembling. And you see that look in her. Like, I could just see, oh, she was young once.
For sure. You could tell she was pretty.
Beautiful.
You could tell it was a very pretty. You can sometimes, every now and again, you can see an old woman or whatever and think, damn, she used to be really pretty.
And that cut to his face where you're thinking, like, there's no fucking way he's going to let this old lady blow him after he just literally blew his knees out. And how many blowjobs had he gotten up?
Up until that point, it was four or five in kind of rapid succession. And normally, it's not really like that. Like, he can do okay in circumstances like that, but I was worried.
And she looks at him. There's no words spoken. It's obvious what's going on.
Yeah.
You see she's ready to be rejected, disappointed. And then he just zips down his short shorts, and he lets her suck his hog.
It was crazy, Duncan, and I'm literally standing right there. I'm seeing all of this happen. It's like, you're totally correct. I mean, I think when people watch the film, they're going to have a kind of new breath on life. That's what we've been saying, new breath on life.
Yeah.
You're going to get it when you watch this film. I mean, it's wonderful. Again, Miguel, Tomas, there's a guy named Ricardo, super sweet guy. Yeah. We met him, I think, in Peru when we were on the way down there on the trains.
Right.
But oh my gosh, just the sweetest guy you've ever met. And he's actually up here right now for South by Southwest. It's the craziest time right now, Duncan.
I mean, because of that film, this is why, you know, normally when I'm coming through the parking garages to come here, you know, I hate it, but I'm saying I'm rejecting blowjobs a lot. But this time I let every college girl blow me all the way here.
It's South by Southwest. I mean, we got to have some fun.
Well, yeah, but you know, the fourth blowjob, it hurts.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
And it, like, honestly, it's very hard for a 50-year-old man to like get an erection after these are beautiful college girls in tennis skirts and, you know, sneakers, and they're beautiful, like vodka on their breath.
The little socks. I noticed a couple today that had the little tennis ball side. I saw that same deal where they were wearing the tennis stuff, and it's like two little tennis balls hanging off on each side of the sock. God, man, I can't get enough of that.
Well, normally, that will like definitely like spring is in the air, but you know, fourth, fifth one. But I got to that fifth one, and I knew right now, if I wanted to, she's seen me getting blown all the way down here. She knows, she's heard me say, listen, I got to go do this podcast. Yeah, yeah. Want a coffee? And I just remembered, you know what?
Buy now and make no payments until fall. That's right. At Jeff Weiler's Columbus Auto Mall, drive today with no down payment and no payments for 120 days. Whether it's a car, truck, or SUV, why wait? Shop hundreds of vehicles, all with no payments till fall. Hurry into the Jeff Weiler Columbus Auto Mall, where the deals won't wait and neither should you. Find us on Gender Road or JeffWeilerColumbusAutoMall.com.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. With Indeed sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Don't wait any longer. Speed up your hiring right now with Indeed. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit To get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/kidsandfamily. Just go to Indeed.com/kidsandfamily right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
That hunk had the compassion to let that old lady who's probably 95 blow him with that. I mean, you know, it's an old mouth, you know. Yeah, a lot of cocks have been in there, a lot of sugar and cocks. And if he could do it, I can too. And you know what? I got hard, let her do it. She said, thank you so much. Right when she finished, she said, I have 2 months to live. And thank you for this.
And it's sweet when they say thank you afterwards, because not all the times is it a thank you.
I know.
What are we doing here? What are we doing
here? It is rude. You know, I do think that the American female blowjob etiquette, you know, I don't want to be like mansplaining here, but, you know, it is. I know it's just words, but I do kind of expect a thank you after you blow me.
Yeah. For any woman who happens to be listening to this or whatever,
thank us.
Thank you afterwards. Yeah.
It's simple. It's just basic, man. I mean, like, do you say thank you at Starbucks? I do.
I do too. Yeah, they hand me my hot chocolate, whatever I'm getting. It's always thank you. Oh my gosh.
Thank you for the latte.
Yeah. Thanks so much. I needed this.
Thank you.
I needed that.
Yeah. Thank you for the slice of pizza at the pizzeria. Thank you to my doctor. Thank you to my tattoo man.
Yep.
You know what I mean? And yet, for some reason, women, they just don't seem compelled to say, thanks for letting me suck your dick.
Well, it's a cultural thing because, again, down in Brazil, I found down in Rio especially, they were cool with that. But again, I mean, I'm hanging out. It's so cool. It's like you're hanging out.
It's a different culture.
Yeah, my gosh. And they see Miguel or whatever, and then I'm hanging out with them. So I'm guilty by association. They're like, oh, my gosh, who's this hunk? Because I'm not a hunk at all. But I swear.
You're beautiful. You've got a glow.
Well, thanks. Well, I'm not like fucking Miguel.
No, oh, come on. Nobody's like that.
I know. I mean,
that's a grade A hunk.
I know. But it's cool even being able to hang out with somebody like that when you're down there.
Yeah. You know, I got to ask this too. So the whole like Brazilian, the whole spanking thing, like, you know, if you asked me to spank your ass, I would say no. I'm not into that. I want to spank my friend's ass.
Yeah.
But that's a real thing with bros out there. Like, they lay each other down on their lap and they spank their ass for a long time.
It is. Yeah. No.
Watching TV, whatever. What is that? And did he spank your ass?
Oh, yeah. Duncan, honestly, it was hard for me to sit down on this chair right now because, again, they're up here right now. They brought them and they're the kind of paddles you might have seen in like a movie that deals with fraternities or something.
Dude,
it's literally like
scary.
A fraternity battle. And they go back. They are so ripped up. They're so muscly.
Yeah.
They go back and they hit you. Yeah, you got to. Sometimes it's on a fence. A lot of times with me, it's just on a fence. I have to lean over a fence.
A fence?
Yeah, fence. A lot of the times it's a fence.
And why not the lap?
Because I was laughing too much. They said something. It was kind of a joke. But yeah, they were like, what's going on? Why this is kind of isn't funny what we're trying to do right now.
Well, it seems. What is it, though? Is it an initiation that you're saying fucking words? I looked it up in my translator app. I have no idea what those words are. Like, what is that?
It's as what I've been able to gather, it is an initiation into their group. So I was more than willing, more than happy to do it. I mean, yes, there would be some evenings you get done getting there'd be some nights where you'd get done getting paddled and it's like you've been starving all day because they don't give you a lot of food down there or whatever.
Right.
And then it's like, I swear, Duncan, you're not even hungry.
Whoa.
Seriously, I would go days without eating sometimes down there.
This is, you know, this is like, I love like AI, and because I love AI, I follow a lot of the tech trends and what's going on in SiliconValley.com. I go there all the time. And, you know, you read all this stuff right now in Silicon Valley. A lot of the tech people have figured out how to sleep with just one side of their brain. So they, half their body falls asleep, the other half of their body stays awake and can code or whatever work.
Wow.
It's really cool. And we are looking, you know, because it's like crazy to see that. And they have props to hold this side up. They put themselves in a kind of... it's like a body cast where you can slide in here.
So they're sitting up. I was curious if they were maybe
standing up.
Standing
up.
Yeah,
it's like the whole thing is like a mold. They're getting their bodies molded in silicon. And then that's attached to like a framing structure. They put their hands through, their legs through. There's wheels on the bottom. And they basically pull themselves along with this side of their body while this side sleeps.
So kind of like an exoskeleton.
It's a modular exoskeleton. I guess you could just sleep in it if you wanted to, but yeah. And so when you look at like videos from Apple, videos from any of the big tech companies, it's fascinating to watch because you see the employees are like dragging, one side of them's wide awake, dragging, the other side's like asleep, and they just roll through the office, and that way they can work 24 hours a day.
Damn.
Isn't that fucking cool? But the other thing that they're doing is spanking each other. So... It
gets the endorphins flowing.
It's faster than eating, and somehow it gives calories, which is crazy to hear that you've experienced that.
Yeah, again, I would go days, Duncan, without ever even eating, and I felt stronger than ever.
You didn't lose weight.
I did not lose weight.
What the fuck?
I gained weight. I was eating a bunch of the fried rice. Yeah, fried rice. Yeah. I was eating a whole bunch of fried rice. Mm. See, I never can remember that. I always want to say, what is it, stir-fry rice? No, just fried rice. I always forget
it's
that.
It's fried rice.
Fried rice. And it's not stir-fried rice.
If it's fried and you stir it.
Yeah, if you're doing maybe a stir-fry.
Or that would be stirred-fried rice.
Stirred-fried rice.
It's different than stir-fry rice. Stir-fry would imply you did it in a stir-fryer.
A stir-fryer. Or a
stirred
is mean you're stir maybe in a wok or something, you're stirring it around and you have all the ingredients.
Or a bowl or whatever. Bowl. I mean, technically, you just take fried rice and you whatever.
Could use a plate. I used a plate the other night. It was kind of funny. I was in the apartment and I used a plate to eat my fried rice. And I'm thinking, oh my gosh, I hope this doesn't tip over the edge. Like a dangerous thing I'm doing right now. But that's what happens, Duncan.
Hey, don't go chasing waterfalls of rice.
I know.
Wear your seatbelt.
You got to be careful. Wear your seatbelt. But see, that's part of the reason. I'm living a little more dangerously, and I swear I contribute a decent amount to it of my time down in Rio. I swear. The Bush Boys, I mean, those dudes were, again, something else. They really helped my confidence.
Yeah. Well, I mean, I guess, in Buddhism, they talk about something called dharmic transmission, which is like when you're with your teacher, they actually, it's not the words. It's something else is coming through during the, during that moment. But I did get the feeling, I know you weren't on camera for this one. Unfortunately, I think you should be. I would have loved to have seen the fence spanking and stuff. Just, I'm very curious about the spanking rituals of the Bush Boys and very curious.
Well, when it was on the fence, it was good. Sometimes they made us get in something called bows and toes. I can't remember
the
translation of what it sounded like when they said it, but it was called bows and toes. And they would get these bottle caps. They were drinking a lot of beer at the time.
Yeah.
And we'd have to put the bottle caps on your elbows.
What the fuck?
And then you get down in like a push-up position where your toes are on the ground, like you're doing a push-up or whatever, and your hands aren't on it, your freaking elbows are on it with the bottle caps, and then they're hitting you then. And then sometimes then they're not always hitting you in the butt. They're hitting you in the back or the legs, and then you're falling and they're yelling at you. But just being on the other side of it, though, I get where they're coming
from. It sounds hard. It sounds like kind of like BDSM.
Well, it was something else. It was something else.
I mean, I get... I deeply respect all cultures, and in no way am I insulting the spanking rituals of the Bush Boys or any of the people of the world who engage in these very sacred rituals.
Yeah, it's a ritual. And thank you, seriously, Duncan. Thank you for using it, calling it what it is. Sometimes people don't like to call it what it is. Yeah, it's in fact a ritual.
And I would like to, if I could, apologize. Earlier, I said it sounds like BDSM. I want to acknowledge that was a... I misspoke.
Thank you, because it really is not. In certain ways, again, I've heard of it where it can get kind of sexual or whatever, but in this, what these Bush boys are doing, seriously, it was not, it wasn't really sexual in nature. It really wasn't.
Well, I mean, BDSM technically isn't always sexual necessarily. I mean, it can be, you know, it could just be like you are in a latex bodysuit and another person is in a latex bodysuit. And they just stand in front of you, and nothing happens.
So what if you start kissing or something? Is that when it turns into BDSM, or you can, or just
no? I mean, technically that would be BDSM.
Oh, just wearing the suits
and look, and you just look at, you just stand in front of each other for a long time. But that's it.
Could you do that?
Yeah, I could do that. I could do that. But the point is not that stuff. The point is that, I think your film shed light on the fact that indeed other cultures engage in, you know, ritualistic, mystical activity that doesn't fit into the norms of our society, and how this kind of endogenous, as you said, the endogenous racism of the West is a blindfold upon the eyes of the heart. And I just think that's so beautiful.
Well, thank you, Duncan. It's again, we're going to be talking about it a lot at South by Southwest. I think we're on, I think it's at the beginning of this coming week is when we're going to be there.
Well, you use it, but what was this panel you just did?
Well, the panel was actually, talking about the racism and stuff, they do not trust, they don't trust the Bush boys that I brought with me.
What?
Seriously. So they're now, we're having to go there.
SSXSW.
Yeah, SSXSW is being a little
weird.
Weird is one way to put it.
What are they saying about the Bush boys? I mean, these are,
they're like, well, seriously, we walk in there yesterday. We've already been in into this room. It's in a freaking hotel. It's like the most unprofessional thing ever. It's in this, some room in a hotel.
Yeah.
And they're saying, okay, do these guys know how to speak English?
What?
And I look at them.
Who said that?
And I think, what, did y'all not see the fucking movie? I mean, they're speaking English in the movie.
They accepted the movie into their festival, and now they're like, yeah, that sounds like an intern.
I hope, man. I don't really know what's going on, because, again, I think Miguel is already talking about he might leave. He's not even in for it anymore. And I'm like, dude, come on. South by Southwest is just kicking off.
Yeah.
We're going to have a wonderful time. You're going to be the belle of the ball on, I think it's Tuesday, next Tuesday.
Oh, yeah, for sure.
Is when we're doing it. And I don't know. The people are being horrible. They're being horrible to us.
I mean, I guess that's the dark side of your movie is sort of like, and you know, you forced me to confront that part of myself that does kind of think, you know, that to me when I, you know, like, so it's the scene, I don't remember the neighborhood in Rio, but it's that scene where Miguel is on one of those e-scooters going down the street, and there's that, I don't know, he's like 22-year-old dude in camo or whatever.
Mm-hmm.
And you know, he just is crazy, leaps off the e-scooter, tackles this dude. The dude, like, knows the Bush boys. So he's like, no, Miguel, no. And then he yanks his camo pants down, yanks his underwear down, and just spanks the shit out of him. And in the beginning, you know, the man seems, like, kind of terrified. He's crying. But by the end, they hug.
Yeah, having a good time. He did the laughing thing. Again, I could never be spanked when I was on somebody's knees, because I would start giggling too much and they thought it wasn't professional or what have you.
Right.
But yeah, this guy, especially in the movie, I'm glad you brought that up. That was kind of a moving part. Yeah, some bad boy. You can tell just bad boy in the favelas of Brazil.
Yeah.
And Miguel's able to pretty much immediately
subdue him.
Subdue him, get him on the right track.
And it reminds me of The Dog Whisperer.
Yeah. Oh my gosh.
You know, Cesar Millan comes in, you have like that snarling dog, and then by the end, the dog's just like in his lap. I mean, in this case, that you know, it's humans, and the human is in Miguel's lap.
And you have to be careful, though, with the dogs, because I had a good friend growing up whose father almost got killed by their Akita.
No fucking way.
Yeah, started eating them. And then they had to get a gun out in the neighborhood in Memphis and shoot the dog.
What do you mean started eating him? Like, how much?
Started trying to eat his ass. Got, like, some chunks of his leg. Like, literally eating it.
How
like, the dog's hungry.
How old was the man?
Probably 40.
So what's his excuse? Like, I mean, it does kind of seem like you should be able to... I don't know too much about... Can you look up the average weight of the Akita?
Yeah, I think an Akita is a pretty big one.
Oh, they are?
Yeah, I think it's a pretty big one.
I think I was thinking of a different dog.
Yeah, Akita's deadly. So if you are some sort of dog whisperer...
Jesus, they're huge! Oh, no, I was thinking of like a Chihuahua. Oh, fuck, I've seen those around. They're scary.
From Japan.
With that little like happy fucking tongue... But they will eat your ass.
Yeah, they will eat your ass.
Now, I know about these dogs, and what's interesting about these dogs as opposed to wolves, pit bulls, you know, typical fighting dogs, the Akita only goes for, like, the ass.
Yes.
That is so weird because, you know, what purpose does that serve? You know, I get the throat. You rip out the jugular vein.
Killing the thing, done.
But the ass seems just... mean.
Yeah, it seems mean because that's going to take a while to kill whatever you're eating the ass of. If you're starting from the ass,
From the ass.
Yep.
Holy shit, man. So I'm sorry to cut you off. So continue with the story. So the Akita gnawing his ass, and then what happened?
My person that I grew up with, we were in the same kindergarten class. He comes out there with a gun. The father's screaming. They were big hunters, so they had guns around or whatever.
Yeah.
Dad screaming, getting literally his butt eaten by this Akita, just out on the driveway, just literally kind of bleeding out on the concrete.
Fuck.
And my buddy, I think we were maybe in transition at the time, which is in between kindergarten and first grade. He gets a shot on the dog and he takes it, and the dog didn't immediately die.
Did he keep biting while he was shot?
Kept biting for a little. My friend had to shoot him another time, and then the dog doesn't die. It's still eating on his dad. Has to shoot him again.
It's like a zombie movie.
Third one takes it down.
Three shots.
Three shots in just the midsection of the Akita finally brought this beast down.
Was the Akita okay?
I think they had to end up giving it to another family. I think they did. It was one of those situations. I think sometimes if dogs get shot or whatever, they take them to the hospital. And I think this one actually was able to live. And then I think actually found a nice family.
Mm.
But I don't want to think about that because my friend really went through a lot doing that. There was blood everywhere. The dad was almost dead. It's like I thought they should have maybe just cut the dog's head off.
What's so beautiful about people who rescue animals is that, you know, these creatures, that Akita, you know, what's the, you know, he gnawed an ass. But it's like when you see a squirrel out there gnawing on a acorn.
Isn't that so sad, though,
Duncan? You
don't
shoot this squirrel.
Isn't that so sad that squirrels can spend their entire spring and summer making little stashes of the acorns, and then when it comes wintertime and they're hungry, they can't remember where their stashes are?
Oh, dude.
That's like the saddest thing.
I've been there, man.
Oh, really?
You haven't been there where you don't remember where you like stashed your dope?
Yeah, I guess I've lost. Yeah, I guess I lose stuff all the time.
It's such a shitty feeling because like, you know, somewhere right around the corner is like a portal to another dimension and you have no idea where it was or is. And then you got to kind of think like, dude, it's probably a bad sign.
Yeah, and then you walk into your bedroom and you're like, why did I walk in here again?
Yeah, what am I doing?
What was I trying to do in here
again? What am I doing? Yeah. What am I doing? I do want to give a shout out to my friend, Carlton Fritz. Carlton Fritz runs, I'm so embarrassed. I can't remember this. Foster Friends. And so... fosterfriends.com, go check it out. Basically, he takes dogs that have attacked humans and been shot and puts them into foster homes.
Oh, so he literally does that.
Yeah.
It's, what?
It's beautiful. Yeah. So he will go to like these dog hospitals, find dogs who have not just like gnawed asses, but ripped throats, you know, killed. And yeah. Again, I, you know, this, it's like, dude, it's when you see the cow graze, are you like, kill the cow? Whoa.
Yeah, it's just a dog.
It's a dog. It's doing what dogs do.
Yeah.
And so he takes these dogs, picks them up after the surgery to remove the bullets or the what, sadly, sometimes knife wounds, sometimes fingernails in the eyes, whatever the fuck, takes them directly to foster care homes and nursing facilities and just opens the door and lets the dog in.
That's probably sweet, and that's such a wonderful idea for the older folks' homes, right? Because I think an old person probably loves dealing with the dog and probably has the – probably able to – really love on that dog and give it the kind of love that that dog needs. And what was 100%. The guy's name again? His first name was
Foster Pritz.
See, and Duncan, that's so fun whenever
Fritz or
somebody's.
Pritz. No, I'm sorry. It's Sam Pritz.
Oh, okay. Because I was saying, oh my gosh,
those
it's
are his
so...
nicknames. His real name's Sam Pritzker.
Okay, because I was thinking, oh my gosh, his name is Foster, and he's ended up fostering stuff. That's always so fun.
What's his nickname? We call him Foster, but his real name is, he's from the Pritzker family. We call him Sam Pritzker.
Okay,
I mean, that's
his
name. I mean, we do call him that because that's someone, I guess, called him that when he was a baby, and it stuck.
Which is kind of funny.
Legally stuck. But yeah, it's beautiful, man. He is so busy because, these dogs are constantly, certain breeds, Akita, Pitbull, various dogs like that are constantly being...
constantly mauling people. Again, it's not really the dog's fault, though. It's the people's
who's
fault.
Who's mauling who?
Fair enough.
And so so he is so busy. And what I love about him is I'm like, don't you get to go in there and like enjoy the watching this dog find its new home, its forever home, or watch the elderly or the children get a chance to like be, give this thing the love it needs and have that love reciprocated. He's like, nope. He just opens the door and puts them right in.
Sounds like somebody
gets in his car.
Santa Claus. Santa likes to leave his presents and go back up the chimney.
He is like some kind
of like a Santa Claus.
Santa Claus for dogs, for wounded dogs. And it's so beautiful.
I love that.
Man, I love that we're talking about this sweet stuff, man. I think it's from watching your film, man. It's like maybe it's spring or maybe it's a combination of things.
I know. It's so nice outside today. It's wonderful outside today. And yeah, South by Southwest is going on. And the Bush Boys and I will actually be at the Chili's on 45th tonight. So we're actually doing some appearances at different places. Yeah, the radio station. One of the local stations here has been announcing it, blasting it all day on the station.
That's
going to be at the Chili's tonight.
Heck yeah.
And they've never been to Chili's before.
Oh,
so I'm
going to
show them one of those good cheese dip.
Holy shit, dude. They are going to freak the fuck out.
Some margaritas.
Welcome to America, baby.
I know. So it's going to be a great time, but we do have to go back and talk to the people again to make sure everything's good for Tuesday. Because, again, they don't trust the Bush Boys. It's all – it's so funny. It's like they know better.
Well,
it's like the ultimate form of racism. They know better.
I need
smarter.
To bring this up. Let me bring this up. We can cut it. I know I don't do ambush-style interviews. But just because I don't want to deal with the comments.
Yeah.
And I think it is good to maybe see things from other people's point of view, even though I do agree with you that what you're saying does smack of racism. But the Bush Boys, there's more to the story, of course, than their
yeah, there's more than we have talked about.
Okay. And so the Bush Boys.
Buy now and make no payments until fall. That's right. At Jeff Weiler's Columbus Auto Mall, drive today with no down payment and no payments for 120 days. Whether it's a car, truck, or SUV, why wait? Shop hundreds of vehicles, all with no payments till fall. Hurry into the Jeff Weiler Columbus Auto Mall, where the deals won't wait and neither should you. Find us on Gender Road or JeffWeilerColumbusAutoMall.com.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job post seen on other job sites. With Indeed sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Don't wait any longer. Speed up your hiring right now with Indeed. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/kidsandfamily. Just go to Indeed.com/kidsandfamily right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
They spent 5 years in prison out there for defiling corpses in a cemetery. I guess the it's not a guess. They literally went into a graveyard and unearthed like a coffin, and they did more than spank the corpse.
There's proof that they dug up the coffin, correct? But I am going to stop you there. That's the only proof there is. There's only the proof that they defiled some corpses. There's nothing. So where were you going with that?
Well, I mean, again,
this does feel like an ambush bit. I'm not a little. Now I understand why you said that, because I was thinking, what is Duncan about
I'm
to say?
I'm not ambushing you. I'm trying to avoid having to go into the comment by comment and explain to them that I was aware of the prison term that they served for.
George Washington spent some time in the slammer. So I don't think it makes somebody automatically bad if they go to jail. Everybody deserves a second chance.
It is different. George Washington, I think he went to jail for he stole a donkey or something. But
stole a donkey and went to jail for what, a year?
Well, yeah, it was intensive in early America. But I do listen. Just let's deal with it. I think it's good. Just when you get a cut, just clean it out quick. So yeah. And let's just you do say, well, they were charged just with digging up the. Unearthing the casket, but also the semen samples and the hair and the beard of the corpse did match. The DNA matched every Bush boy, so it seems like they, at the very least, jerked off in the beard of a corpse they unearthed.
Well, that's a little different than it sounded like you were saying. Well, they actually just spanked them or whatever. So it sounds like what you just described a second ago is a little different.
I mean. Honestly, if I had to choose, if one of my relatives was going to be unearthed by the Bush Boys, and
yeah,
I had to pick,
would you
want them to jerk off on its face or spank it?
What would you pick?
Obviously, spank.
Spank? This seems like a weird choice. You'd rather the Bush Boys spank?
Yeah. I mean, I don't want I just don't like that image of, the Bush Boys laughing with their ripped fucking glutes standing over someone I loved, pleasuring themselves into their hair or beard. That just seems,
Well, until you've experienced it, come back to me, because I've actually experienced
it
before.
Can you say that? Can you actually say that? I don't think you should say that. We should probably cut that one. Do you know it's illegal, right?
What part? What?
You've experienced
digging up a grave?
Yeah, you can't do that. That is literally,
they did it to one of my relatives, my poor freaking uncle.
Okay.
Yeah, they did it to him.
I think that
I had to stand by and watch it.
I'm interested to hear about it, but because you're my friend and because they just got out of prison before you shot that movie, do you think that could, at the very least, maybe make it so they could potentially go back to prison? I mean,
it's a double jeopardy situation. You can't do get busted with the same crime twice.
I think if you dig up, again, I don't do ambush interviews, but if you go to a cemetery, defile a corpse, go to jail, then leave jail.
Okay,
then
I got that jail, part.
go to a cemetery and defile, let's say, the same corpse. You dig up this,
yeah,
you dig up the same corpse and defile it again.
Same crime, double jeopardy. It doesn't matter.
I think it's still, it's like, okay, if I, let's say I just pick a random house. I walk into the house. There's a very, like, I don't know. There's a teenage kid who lives there. I just punch him right in the fucking face. And then I go to jail for assault.
Yeah, get charged
so
for assault.
As soon as I
yeah.
get out of jail, I drive right back to the house, knock on the door, and then punch him in the face.
You don't get in trouble. And
no
see,
shit.
Maybe people don't need to be hearing this.
That.
Yeah, yeah. It's called double jeopardy. It's
so
a thing in our law.
So basically, once you commit a crime, you can just keep commit. After that,
you can do it again. I don't know how many times. I don't know how many times, but I do know at least one other time. At least one other time, you can go back. That's double jeopardy.
That's so.
It's in our Constitution.
Wow.
Can't get charged with the same crime twice.
And you know what? Now that I think about it, George Washington got out of jail and he inexplicably went and stole that exact same donkey.
Yeah, he was riding around. That's the donkey he was riding around on to start the freaking Revolutionary War. He was on that donkey.
And that is probably why that's in the double jeopardy is in the Constitution, because they didn't want to arrest him twice. They knew they needed him on the field.
They needed him on the battlefield. Now, at this point in time, George Washington was a really great general, so they needed his expertise against the Englishmen.
That
they had to have him.
Fascinating.
Yeah.
The history of this country is so interesting. Okay, let's get back to the Bush boys defiling your uncle's corpse. You were there.
Well, it was kind of a weird night. Everybody was drinking. I had stopped drinking, but then I decided to drink at the time because they can be so forceful and also just so charming.
Right.
And I was thinking, yeah. Oh my gosh.
Charismatic.
This is probably never going to happen again. I'll drink a little tonight. And then it turned into a bunch more and yep. I was wasted and I just had I just get these flashbacks, Duncan, of getting to the cemetery.
Yeah.
I pointed to them where the grave was.
Why?
I told them.
Why?
It was part of the initiation.
Okay.
I told them. They look at me. They say, where are the shovels? And I say, nobody told me to bring any shovels. And then right. they start laughing and they get shovels out of some bag behind one of them.
So that's like a joke.
Pulling pranks. Yeah, yeah, they were doing that. And then one of them gets the pickaxe and starts doing it. And they're like, what is there metal under this? And they all look at each other and they look at me and I'm like, what are you talking about? I thought it was just dirt or whatever. And then they start laughing again and they're able to easily get the dirt out. And then they,
you need to take a break.
Well, they get them out of, they get them out of the casket and start paddling, and one of them starts hitting him just so hard.
Yeah, I mean,
and then says, wait, what did he just say? And then they all look at me, and then they all start laughing, because we all know he's dead, but they're trying to act like, oh, they're hitting him so hard, like he's alive, and he's saying, ow, this hurts. So that, I thought,
jokes.
Was a little weird.
This is like something.
They were ramping up the jokes on me. Again, right. As part of the initiation, it's like, you got to be tough, and I was able to get through it.
Did you have a? I mean, it's kind of a cruel joke because I think if that happened to me, I would have this moment of like, oh my God, he's still alive.
Yeah, well, for a second I did, and that's why they start laughing. I'm kind of on the grass, on the dirt. It's kind of wet outside. I'm kind of slipping around, kind of drunk, and they say, "What do you just make a noise?" And they see me kind of pop up, and then that's when they start laughing because they saw that I thought.
What was his name?
Lee.
Uncle Lee. I could see myself out there, be like, Uncle Lee, Uncle.
Yeah, and then, but I don't know. I mean, it's just a part of it. I mean, once you experience it for so many months on end, it's
like abuse. I don't mean.
Well,
to
they
sound
were so
racist,
nice. Once I was on the other, once they said I was part of their group, I was really part of their group. I mean, it's again, I hadn't seen Miguel in a little bit of time, and it's like I've seen him. It's like no time has passed. I mean, that's what happens when you get in a group like this.
I mean, you could see, I mean, just based on everything you just said, and again, if you need us to cut that, you probably should talk to their lawyer or something, but double jeopardy. I kind of get it if I'm South by Southwest and some sort of convicted, unrepentant, like grave robber bankers are coming to the festival. I would feel a little trepidatious about what you know, might happen.
Well, you're forgetting, though. I mean, the just all the scenes in it with the necklaces at Carnival. I mean, it really, people's lives are changing for the better.
Right.
That's why I like when I watch people who see the film, I love watching just their faces. I don't even watch the film. I just sit in such a way where I can look at the crowd, and I just love watching everybody's faces, and there's little smiles sometimes, sometimes little tears. There's a couple sad parts. But it's really, people are really liking it. And I think that's why, I hear what you're saying. I mean, it is kind of all crazy sounding a little bit, but people are loving it right now.
Well, and you know, and I do think like another thread of wisdom in your incredible film is soundtrack by Brian Eno, by the way. But another thread of wisdom in your incredible film is that, you know, these days, nobody's perfect.
Nope.
And the idea that like people are sort of singularly good or singularly bad is what's gotten us in the trouble that we're in right now.
For sure. There's a lot of gray area. There can be a lot of gray area in anything.
Yeah. And, you know, I think that's a hard message right now for people because, you know, we want to, you know, you Lord of the Rings, like you think of like Sauron. No one talks about, you know, how sweet he probably was. I'm sure Sauron wasn't always doing the eye above the tower and sending out the
I want it now.
Yeah, I'm sure he was like, there was days.
He wasn't always saying that. That would seem like a weird part of that movie.
Yeah.
I want it now.
Yeah.
It's like, dude, what? You're like powerful or something. You're...
Wait, are you? I think you're thinking of Gollum. Are you...
Oh.
Well, Gollum, let's, another example. Like, you know, Gollum, I'm sure, like from time to time would see like a kid and be like, do you want a fish? Or, you know, I'm sure Gollum.
Are you hungry?
Yeah.
It's probably sweet some of the time, but again, movies can portray people in weird lights. It's
That's right.
It just makes them look like some freaking weird amphibian thing living in the freaking cave, in the water of the caves. It's like, yeah, I mean, well, what about Gollum? He might have things he wants to do in his life, he wants to accomplish. He might have fears. He might have hopes. It's like, let's get to that story.
He probably wants to go to college. Just wants a shot at an education.
Yeah, wants to go to college. Freaking make some friends. Go to the cafeteria. See what the cafeteria's having tonight for dinner.
Yeah.
He probably loved that versus looking for fish. I need my fish.
Yeah.
He probably wants to do stuff other than that. And that's why I got with
ride a bike. He probably just wants one day on a fucking bike with his mom again. You know, just like, just, I'm sure there's so many.
Just little things.
But which, this doesn't get, they don't show that in Lord of the Rings. You just, the hobbits are good. Gollum's a slimy little shit that you feel sorry for. And then he gets fried in a volcano.
Yeah, it's horrible.
And that is leading to problems in our world. Because it's like, the answer, if you're with some slimy fucking shit thing that is monolithically bad, yeah, sure, toss it in a fucking caldera, boil it alive, whatever.
Yeah.
But it's like, don't, I would love to see the scenes that didn't make it into Lord of the Rings. I'd love to see the scenes in that documentary where they showed Gollum at the grocery store. Gollum, you know,
messing up his lines and everybody starts laughing. Like, why didn't they do any of that?
It was a documentary. I'm pretty sure it was a documentary.
Buy now and make no payments until fall. That's right. At Jeff Weiler's Columbus Auto Mall, drive today with no down payment and no payments for 120 days. Whether it's a car, truck, or SUV, why wait? Shop hundreds of vehicles, all with no payments till fall. Hurry into the Jeff Weiler Columbus Auto Mall, where the deals won't wait and neither should you. Find us on Gender Road or JeffWeilerColumbusAutoMall.com.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. With Indeed's sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Don't wait any longer. Speed up your hiring right now with Indeed. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit To get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/kidsandfamily. Just go to Indeed.com/kidsandfamily right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
But in documentaries, can't they still have the like outtakes like that where it's like he says something expect and they all kind of laugh and they're like, okay, cut it.
Yeah.
We can't use this. Yeah, everybody's laughing.
Gollum seems like, he probably just like.
He's probably hilarious.
I bet he's funny. He probably does armpit farts and stuff. He probably cracks people
up. He could probably do it with his legs. I remember going to school with one kid one time who's like, watch this. And he does his pants down and then he does his hands in the armpits of his legs behind the knee, and he's doing rapid fire fart noises.
Damn.
Yep.
I'll
never forget that.
There's this kid at my school who, for the longest time, we thought he was doing rapid fire, just armpit farts, and everyone tried to duplicate it. We could never do it. I mean, it was crazy. It was like fucking techno right before the drop. And he was actually just farting.
Oh, really?
So he was doing like some kind of like, fake armpit fart, and he would do it through his shirt, and we'd be like, how the fuck are you doing that? But he was like farting. He could like rapid he had an undulating intestinal lining is what it was called, but basically it was like segmented, and he could open individual segments and let each bubble of gas, like he called it loading the chamber.
Damn. So he could load a bunch in there at the same time.
Technically it was one fart. But
this smell
horrible, and we just thought he didn't use deodorant or whatever. But it was just smelled, I mean, like shit, it smelled horrible. But yeah, later on, we found out that,
like, oh my gosh, he's actually farting, that's why it stinks.
Yeah, didn't find that out till the funeral.
He's doing it at the funeral.
No, he so basically, what happened is, none of us were popular in high school, and he certainly wasn't, just classic kind of dorky nerd bitch pussy. And he, people were always bullying him and being really mean to him, because he was weak and he's a little pussy ass bitch and didn't know how to fight or stick up for himself. So people were so mean to him. It was horrible. People would like just say rotten things to him, and because he's a little fucking chicken shit coward bitch.
He sounds like a bitch.
Yeah, he was a bitch.
Yeah.
Super bitch, like verifiably nerd, dork, douche, stupid bitch. And, but I loved him, I loved his little dumbass, and I guess just if only everybody was kind to him. Like I was his fucking stinky ass. But bottom line, when people started catching on, he could do this kind of farting thing. He got this weird kind of popularity. And the quarterback, badass dude, Jakes, is what we called
Jakes.
Him. Jakes? Yeah. He got pissed off at the kid because the kid, of course, Jakes was dating the head cheerleader. She's beautiful,
cool.
Beautiful.
Yeah.
Really sweet girl. And, she was somehow fascinated by this. His farting, and would like they start hanging out at lunch.
I see where this is going.
You see where it's going. And so basically, Jenks hired a private investigator to follow this kid around to figure out how he's getting like all the gas. Oh, he's doing the farts, and figured out he's coming from his ass. And the kid every morning was eating like literal cat food because it makes you gassy as hell.
What, the little bitch dude was eating cat food?
Yeah.
Yuck.
This explains his fucking shitty breath and his fucking stupid teeth.
Yeah,
but anyway, this little bitch was eating cat food in the morning to like load up farts. And Jenks.
God, what an idiot.
Dude, disgusting, disgusting piece of shit. And so Jenks, a warrior who fucking took our team like all the way to finals, basically he hires this private investigator with his own fucking money, finds out what's going on, replaces Jenks's fucking cat food with like cat food that doesn't cause gas. And then at the talent show, he'd eaten a bunch of this stuff and went up there and he's just flapping his stupid little puny arm.
And farts are coming out.
No farts are coming out. And like, you know how it went from, you know what happened after that?
Damn.
I know.
Buy now and make no payments until fall. That's right. At Jeff Weiler's Columbus Auto Mall, drive today with no down payment and no payments for 120 days. Whether it's a car, truck, or SUV, why wait? Shop hundreds of vehicles, all with no payments till fall. Hurry into the Jeff Weiler Columbus Auto Mall, where the deals won't wait and neither should you. Find us on Gender Road or JeffWeilerColumbusAutoMall.com.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. With Indeed sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Don't wait any longer. Speed up your hiring right now with Indeed. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/kidsandfamily. Just go to Indeed.com/kidsandfamily right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Then Jake's killed him?
Well, Jake's didn't kill him. He just withered away after that. Like, he just,
yeah, that would be devastating.
Everyone was booing him and like was calling him a charlatan and a false prophet.
Well,
and
he should have known. I'm sure the cat food maybe looked a little different. Like, was it a fancy
family? Yeah, big thick nerd glasses, like look like fucking bottle caps.
God, just a nerd. So he just fucked up.
He fucking reaped the whirlwind, basically. But yeah, dude, it was very, you know, I still think about him. Yeah, he was a little piece of shit, but like, he was my bro.
Do you think you would have liked the movie about the Butch Boys?
He had like severe ADHD. Like, he couldn't, I doubt he
would. So he probably wouldn't even sit through a movie.
And even if he'd probably get thrown out of theater because he smelled like shit. Like, he smelled horrible. I mean, he's eating cat food and farting, like, for popularity.
I was next to somebody a couple days ago, Doug, and they did the worst fart really? Ever. And I was so angry.
Where were you?
I was working out. I've been working out a little, and I'm stuck on the row machine.
No.
And then I'm stuck on it because I got to get through it. And then I start smelling just the worst fart smells. So then I start looking out of the corner of my eyes. I'm like, who the fuck is doing this? And I think I found the culprit. I didn't have the nerve to call him out, but it was sickening.
Oh, dude, those protein farts.
They're not good because I've been drinking protein shakes, and now to counteract that, I have to drink prune juice as well because the protein shakes are messing up my tummy, so I can't always do to or whatever. So then I drink like probably way too much prune juice. I get a big cup, and I fill it up like 3/4 of the way, and I chug that stuff.
Yes.
And it is a situation in about 30 minutes after that.
Prune
it is
juice
a situation.
Helps you do-do, for sure.
Oh, it's wonderful.
Yeah.
And it's like a sweet kind of, it's an interesting
soft.
Thick. Yeah, soft, sweet.
Yeah.
Kind of juice that you drink. Oh, it's so good. I was going to do it before this, but I couldn't. It would not have worked out.
You think it activates that quickly?
Yeah, it can be like 30 minutes, but then sometimes I hold it on purpose because I'm like, how tough can I be today? And I can't hold it for many hours after that.
Josh, would you mind pulling up a picture of a prune?
And they're not made from, prunes are weirdly enough not from, made from grapes. I grew up thinking, oh, a prune is a dried grape.
I'm sorry, Josh. Can you pull up how to juice a prune?
Maybe they stick them in a...
It does. If it's dried, that technically means it doesn't have juice, right? Peel the prunes, remove the pits, put them in a high-sided pot, adding water, sugar, and lemon juice. Bring to a boil and let simmer for 10 minutes, stirring slowly. Add 3 grams of sugar and 4 tablespoons of salt. Mix that together with apple cider vinegar. Then put a decanted wine in a beaker next to it. Distill the decanted wine into the pot. Rotate the pot 3 times per hour. Make sure to rotate the pot or the prune juice will spoil. After the juice is collected in the pot, bring it outside during a full moon and then collect dew from the air into a dew-catching net. Squeeze the net into the pot. It's dew, so it's not even prune juice. It's just dew.
So I think that answered my question. I always had a question of why in the heck is prune juice so expensive? I guess that's my answer.
Jesus fucking Christ, that's some alchemical shit. I just like I've always wondered, like, how are they juicing a dried ass prune?
Yeah.
And well, now you're bunch of steps. It's a bunch of other shit in there. It's apple cider vinegar and dew and fairy dust.
It's stuff, but it works. But it's like $8 a bottle. And I'm getting like 3 good cups in one bottle. So
do you think you can collect moonlight and turn it into gold?
I think with the right, I think maybe 50 years from now, we'll be able to answer that question a lot easier. I think, yes. Okay. 75 years, maybe.
Well,
not
thanks so
right
much.
Now.
Thanks for coming on the show.
Thank you.
The fuck? Are you serious? You really think that? That was William Montgomery, everybody. Make sure that you download, stream, or go see it live in theaters. Bush Boys Adventures at Carnival, an incredible yet controversial film. And even though the history of the Bush Boys is a little weird, it opened my eyes to the beauty of love. I will see you guys next week. Until then, Hare Krishna.
Buy now and make no payments until fall. That's right. At Jeff Weiler's Columbus Auto Mall, drive today with no down payment and no payments for 120 days. Whether it's a car, truck, or SUV, why wait? Shop hundreds of vehicles, all with no payments till fall. Hurry into the Jeff Weiler Columbus Auto Mall, where the deals won't wait and neither should you. Find us on Gender Road or jeffweilercolumbusautomall.com.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. With Indeed Sponsored Jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Don't wait any longer. Speed up your hiring right now with Indeed. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/kidsandfamily. Just go to Indeed.com/kidsandfamily right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
If you love to travel, Capital One has a rewards credit card that's perfect for you. With the Capital One Venture X card, you earn unlimited double miles on everything you buy. Plus, you get premium benefits at a collection of luxury hotels when you book on Capital One Travel. And with Venture X, you get access to over 1,000 airport lounges worldwide. Open up a world of travel possibilities with the Capital One Venture X card. What's in your wallet?
Terms apply. Lounge access is subject to change. See CapitalOne.com for details.